Hello, you're listening to Speaking of History, the podcast with a focus on education, technology, and history.
The luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I have a dream today.
This would have fighting power.
Hello, welcome to Speaking of History. My name is Eric Langhorst, and I am an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri. You're listening to a podcast that has a focus on education, technology, and history. Today's podcast episode is number 142, and I'm recording this in the car on May 6, 2008. Well, I'm in the car right now as I'm recording this podcast because I'm driving back from Noel, Missouri. Noel is about probably 10 miles from the Arkansas border in the extreme southwest corner of Missouri. And you may ask, well, what was I doing in Noel, Missouri today? And today I had the pleasure of visiting the classroom of William Chamberlain. William Chamberlain is a fifth grade teacher, science teacher at Noel, Missouri. And I've been kind of keeping track of what his class has been doing over the last several months using a lot of different Web 2.0 tools. I wanted to visit his classroom in person, so I contacted him a couple months ago and asked if I could come down and visit towards the end of the year. And he graciously said yes. And so I went down today and visited with him and his class about how they use Web 2.0 tools. And I think that his classroom is an excellent example of how teachers can use tools like Ustream, Blogger. They also use Twitter, things like that in the classroom, and really enjoyed going down there today. He's got some incredible ideas, and just love talking to the kids. You know, as fifth graders, I'm in the eighth grade classroom, so whenever I move down to the elementary grade levels, I'm always impressed by the energetic style and the energy of the classroom. And they were very energetic and very gracious to let me come into their classroom for today. And of any classroom that I kind of currently follow, I think that he does probably one of the best examples of using these Web 2.0 tools. So, for example, I've seen some different presentations I've done on Ustream. They did a great video the other day about the erosion that was taking place on the hill outside their classroom. They do a lot of blogging. They do some poetry and short stories. Each of the students keeps their own blog, both a personal blog and then a school blog. And just overall, just a great example of how we can connect with other classrooms and other students around the state and around the country. So what I did today was went down and just kind of visited, but then I also had a little session with the students where I asked them some questions and kind of focused on technology, but wanted to know a little bit about what they do in the classroom. So here's my short interview recorded in the fifth grade classroom of William Chamberlain in Noel, Missouri. Get started with the podcast here, and I'm down in Noel, Missouri with Mr. Chamberlain's fifth grade class, right? You guys are fifth grade?
Yeah.
All right, and as Teacher of the Year, I get to kind of do some different stuff this year, and they said I could visit some classrooms. And of all the classrooms I could visit in the state, I picked you guys because I follow what Mr. Chamberlain does on with his blog and you guys with all the website and Ustream and all that kind of stuff, Twitter and all kind of stuff. So I just wanted to kind of ask you guys a little bit about how you use technology. And I'm going to start with the smart board because I just got a smart board like 2 weeks ago and I haven't used it a whole lot yet. What can you tell me about the smart board that I should know? Anybody? What can you tell me about?
You can write with your fingers.
I can write with my fingers? Okay.
You just have to hold the marker.
Okay. So do you guys go up and use it?
Yeah.
We use it a lot
of times.
When we go to the
library, we put our names so the machine could know who's gone.
Oh, to like check in and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What else about the smart board? We'll say the smart board.
You can do almost anything on there.
You can do almost anything on there?
And then okay. Video games.
What's your favorite thing to do on the smart board?
Games are allowed to... like go to places they're not supposed to.
Places they're not supposed to on the
smart
board. Hi, guys. What else? Now I've seen you guys have done. You guys are TV stars, right? Because last week, some TV. What did you talk about with the TV station?
Environment.
The environment. Okay. So, was it about a project you guys were working on?
No, it was
or?
Watershed.
Yeah,
watershed,
but about the Elk River Watershed.
Okay. So, is the river pretty important for you guys right here?
Yeah.
Why is the river pretty important for you guys here in
No.
Did you drink it? Okay.
Yeah, we drink water.
We go get floods.
Floods? Okay.
And it rains a lot.
Okay.
I want to smoke.
Now, is this is your homeroom?
Yes.
So you guys have quite a few computers in here. Can anybody tell me about a particular project that you guys have used technology for this year?
Our blog.
You blog? Okay. Does everybody have a blog in here?
Yeah.
Okay.
We all do.
So give me an example. Give me an example of what you guys put on your blog.
Oh, you could have a private blog.
You can have a private blog? Okay.
Oh.
All right. So what are some stuff you guys put on your blog?
Videos.
What kind of videos do you guys do?
YouTube videos.
Like YouTube, music videos,
yeah.
And stuff like
music
that.
Music videos? Okay. Yeah. What else do you use at the blog? Okay, so do you post comments on your classmates' blogs and
stuff?
Yeah.
Oh. So what do you think about that?
That's fun.
Like, how's that different than just going up to somebody in the hall and saying, hey, what book are you reading or whatever?
Everybody could see it. If people go to your blog, they could see your comments.
Okay, so everybody else can see all comments? That's good. What else about your blog stuff? Do you guys like the blog stuff?
Yeah.
We write stories in it.
Stories? Okay.
Yeah.
What do you guys use for your blog posts? Like, do you guys use
Blogger? We use Blogger.
Blogger? Mm-hmm. What else can you guys tell me about your...
Mr. C put a... He lets us chat with each other by computer.
Okay. Chat and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. How many of you guys have internet at home? Maybe about half?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Do you guys have access, like, in the library and stuff, too?
Yeah.
Like, if you have, like, time in the library and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, did you use a lot of computers last year in class?
No. I didn't.
I
did.
Wait. I only had a computer class last year.
Okay. So this year, you're using it quite a bit more?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what other kind of tools? You got blogs, you've been using the smart board.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have mentioned videos. What do you guys, do you edit videos and stuff?
Yeah, we add videos to our blog.
Okay, so what do you edit videos with?
Huh?
What do you like make your videos with? What program?
Camera.
YouTube.
You put it on YouTube?
Yeah.
Okay. They have a person, some of them have personal blogs that they're allowed to do things with. Their class blogs, they don't get to put videos. The YouTube videos and things like that on their class blogs. But if they have a private blog, then I allow them to do that. Basically, it's after we have recess at the end of the day, they can get in there and do that a little bit. As far as making their own videos, they don't get to do that because we don't have a video camera that we can use. We have just a regular still camera that takes video, and it's really hard to get video up on them.
Yeah.
We have a lot of trouble getting video up on the web.
Yep.
Most of us have like two blogs, one for school, but we're not allowed to do it for videos, and one for like our private personal blog, where we put videos and talk about not school stuff.
And only the person who owns it could get on it. Nobody else can. If it's your private, nobody else can.
Nobody else can. So, like, when you guys move on next year, are you going to continue to use some of the same stuff next year?
Only, we don't know.
It depends on what class we are, because next year there's only one class that has computer class, so it depends on who we're with.
But even if you're with a teacher that doesn't have a computer class, will you continue to use, like, blogs and
I don't know.
We have one eMIMS classroom for grade level. Next year, we're looking at taking the 6th grade eMIMS class and perhaps getting the triple EPCs.
Okay.
And going one-to-one with that.
Okay.
And so we have a rotation, so they spend an hour in that classroom, whether they have that homework or not. And so they will have opportunities. They do use the computers extensively in 6th grade. It's in a social studies classroom then, so they do a lot of things like that. So they will have opportunities for that, but we're hoping that if we can pull off the one-to-one initiative in 6th grade, then we'll see even more use. Because the hardest thing that we have when we share computers is, what do you do with the one that's not on it?
Yeah.
And collaboration is great for some projects, but when you're writing on your blog, there's no collaboration there.
Yeah.
It's difficult.
So have you guys done anything with another class? Like, Have you shared ideas with another class at any point or anything?
No. Not really. I don't.
Well, without you guys realizing it, you're probably shared with a lot more people than you realize, because, like, I check in to, you know, Mr. C's blog to see what you guys are doing, so, I mean, I'm in my house up by Kansas City checking in on you guys quite a bit to see what you're doing. The erosion video you guys did and,
yeah,
you know, all that kind of stuff. So. All right. Anything?
Yeah, they're aware that we have a lot of visitors. We have the widget on site that shows where they're coming from. And when, at the beginning of the year, you know, we would have somebody from, say, Africa or Europe come on, and we were all really excited. But now, you don't really notice because it's going on all
so
the time.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anything else anybody wants to add? You guys probably think of a bunch of stuff once I turn the mic off. But.
Well, we've been using VoiceThread lately. We've done a few things with VoiceThread.
Oh, yeah.
Right. We've using VoiceThread to do I have a little project that I'm trying to get started with where we do a digital time capsule. Where we get a picture of something that's really important to them. We put it online. We've changed it over to VoiceThread. Originally it was static, but we put it on VoiceThread, and so they're going to narrate why it's important to them. And then 15, 20 years down the line, when the kids are in class, they'll be able to go look at it and show it to them from home. And then since it's on VoiceThread, assuming VoiceThread's still up, they'll be able to add to it later, or their kids can comment on it. And of course, their writings are on the blog. We had a competition at the beginning of the year at Crowder College, and it was for poetry and fiction and nonfiction writing. And so I pulled things off that my class last year had written that were on the blog and sent them up. I won quite a few awards for that. It's things that they may not have access to, throw it away or it's lost or something, but because it's online, we have access to it right away, and I just printed them off and sent them up.
Anybody want to share one of their favorite projects so far this year?
Our blog.
Your blogs?
Yeah.
Email.
Email? It's hard without them being able to see what's on the blog.
Right, yeah.
All right, server's dead.
Well, can I get a picture of you guys before? I mean, I know I'll be here, I'm not going to say, but I mean, while I got you guys all here, I don't know your schedule and stuff, but can I get a picture of the whole class to put on my blog?
Well, that was my short interview with the fifth grade class in Noel, Missouri, and I was able to talk to William a little bit throughout the morning about how his class uses technology, and he also gave me a tour of the school. And, you know, one of the things we talked about was the fact that his students have learned a lot about blogging. They feel much more comfortable blogging than they do actually writing things on paper. And, you know, the students have really got accustomed to being able to find resources online and being able to do videos and things like that. And it kind of appears that at the next couple grade levels, there maybe isn't the same amount of access to technology. And, you know, we talked about how that must be frustrating for students when they have teachers that use a lot of technology, then they move on to the next grade level, and technology either just isn't as accessible or maybe isn't as welcome as maybe an alternate type of assignment that they can do, and how that really affects students, and you know how, well, you know, once they've been opened up to this world of possibilities, they really want to use this for the rest of their learning experience. And I really applaud William for all the things that he's doing in the classroom, and also just kind of think about the whole concept of how in many cases our schools have these isolated cases of teachers that are doing just amazing things, and they've really been able to kind of master and get a hold of the tools of Web 2.0, and then that's kind of an isolated thing, and not every classroom in an entire building might have the access or the expertise of a teacher to be able to do stuff like blogging and podcasting and video editing and stuff like that. So just really came away from today with a lot of different ideas about how maybe I can use some of the same tools in my classroom. I want to definitely try and do some more things with Ustream. You know, I use Ustream as a teacher, and I've viewed several different presentations over the last couple of months from people like Will Richardson and David Warlick, and you know, people that are doing Ustream type stuff for professional development, but I haven't really used it yet with my students. And I think that, for example, when I have a guest speaker come in or I have a presentation, that's a great opportunity for me to be able to share that experience with a wide audience of people from around the world. So came away today energized, was very excited that they were so accepting for me to come into their classroom. And I want to thank William Chamberlain and all the fifth graders at Noel for letting me in their classroom. I'm going to put their picture up on the blog so they can definitely go ahead and check it out. And they're already movie stars. The Noel class was interviewed, I believe it was last week, when they were doing some conservation things with some people that came in and to talk about the river that flows through their community. So they've already been on TV, and they're already used to a lot of media and stuff. But I thought I'd put their class picture up on my blog. And I believe that Mr. Chamberlain took some pictures of myself while I was there also, and he's going to put it on their blog too. So thanks a lot to everybody in Noel. They were very nice and very gracious for allowing me to come down. And I'm very glad that I had the opportunity to come down and give you guys a visit. So if you want to comment on this blog, maybe you're one of the students in Mr. C's class and you want to go ahead and leave a comment on the blog, you can do so at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com, or you can email me directly at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. So thank you very much for listening. And as always, please remember, history is so much more than just a bunch of boring old dead guys. Thanks. Bye.
The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst, an 8th grade American history teacher at South Valley Junior High in Liberty, Missouri. This podcast has a Creative Commons Attribution non-commercial license. Show notes, links, videos, and pictures are available at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. Music used in the intro and close is Technotrip, a track by Sounds Abound. You can learn more about their royalty-free music for schools at their website, www.soundzabound.com. Comments or questions about the podcast are always welcome, and you can contact Eric at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and please remember, history is so much more than just a bunch of boring old dead guys. Bye.